you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 121, 1 and 2 from the New King James Version. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 and 2.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, July 18th, 2025. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a real treat. In fact, if you've been tuned in all week long, it's been a pastor's week. On Monday, we had Pastor Matt Clark of CU Church. On Tuesday, it was Pastor Jason Schiffo of the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet. On Wednesday, it was Pastor Calvin Miller and Pastor Jason Norton of BYO Church Springfield. Yesterday, it was Pastor Chip Ingram. And today, it's Pastor Mark Johnson. Oh, I can't wait to share him with you. And in fact, on Fridays, for the next many months, maybe years, he'll be joining me. As on Wednesday, we're going to be inviting listeners to come in. And it'll be kind of like a small group. He's going to take us through various topics. We'll have interaction. We'll pray before the program, and those Wednesday's gatherings right at noontime will then be aired for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So today, I wanted to introduce him to you all so you can be blessed as I have been as I've gotten to know him the last few years. He serves as a chaplain for the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance, and so I have more to say about him, but as I drove in today for today's edition of Mark and Friends, I asked the internet, give me a little short bio on Pastor Mark Johnson. And so here's what it came up with. And then I'm going to share my personal recollections of why I appreciate him and why he's going to be a part of future Friday editions of Mark and Friends. And we're going to come back to Psalm 121, I promise. It's a great one. As I asked him, what's one of his favorite verses? And he said, you know, Mark, usually God has whatever verses I'm looking at the time to become my favorite verses. But he said, lately, Psalm 121 really spoke to me. So we're going to come back to that. But Pastor Mark Johnson serves as the senior pastor of Calvary Church in Springfield, Illinois, where he leads congregational vision, preaching, and pastoral care. He studied and grew up in Springfield, attending local schools, including Springfield High School, and has deep roots in the community. Under his leadership, Calvary has launched impactful sermon series, most notably a recent four-week series tied to Jonathan Hardy's Arrow Striker that centered on everyday Christian purpose and service. Pastor Mark worked closely with Hardy to craft and deliver the series post-Easter, focusing on re-engaging church members in ministries and emphasizing divine appointments and daily life. Beyond the pulpit, his heart for missions is evident in outreach efforts. Members have been mobilized to volunteer at food programs, making sandwiches for the homeless, and partnering with local shelters, a direct fruit of the series Mark spearheaded. Throughout his tenure, Pastor Johnson has balanced a forward-looking church strategies through media, books, and mission with a deeply traditional pastoral approach rooted in scripture, practical discipleship, and community involvement. Hey, not bad for the internet. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
Well, that came off the internet as I was driving in today. I said, give me a short bio. But how I know Pastor Mark Johnson from Calvary Church is mainly through the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance. He's a chaplain, so each and every month he gives a devotional thought. And I can't even tell you how many times I thought that devotional thought should be given over the air. And we've kidded and talked about it. I've had him on before sometime, but he's going to be a regular part of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, which we'll be recording on Wednesday. So you're all invited at noon. We're going to be meeting on this coming Wednesday, so put it on your calendar and come join join us at noon at the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois. And I'll have much to say about it in the coming days. Listen for the radio announcements, but I'm excited to share Pastor Mark Johnson with you all. And so thank you for joining me today. And I appreciate what you do for the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity. Your devotional thoughts are always on target, have been a blessing to me personally. You hosted Huntley Brown a few years ago, and I love your community engagement and your heart for people. The senior saint, you want to keep growing, but your heart for those that don't know the love of Jesus. So share about your lovely wife, Renee, about Psalm 121, and then fit in a little of your testimony, life journey, and story. So it's all yours now.
You know, you think about Psalm 121, and the whole chapter is really built around this idea of who our help is. We all have problems. Mm-hmm. We all face things that are overwhelming on this earth. We live in a fallen world, and we find ourselves facing things that just would crush us. And we sometimes face issues that would just overwhelm us. And Psalm 121 reminds us that we're not walking in this world alone, but we have a Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. And so when we get a hold of that, and that gets down deep inside of our spirit, then no matter what we're facing, we know His hand is upon us and He's going to guide us.
Mm-hmm. And I love that part. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. Yep. Talk a little about the love of God. We mentioned this a little on Wednesday's broadcast, but people sometimes get confused because they've had poor earthly fathers or bad examples of God's love, or don't even know who their dad is. What is the heart of God for people?
Well, God loves us, and He wants us to come into relationship with Him. Now, we have to stop at that point, because relationship is more than just a legal agreement. Mm-hmm. It is a fellowship. I heard Jim Cimbala talk about this recently, the call for us to have fellowship with God. I can't experience the love of God until I take the time to meet with Him, mm-hmm. to pray, to seek Him, to worship Him, to know His word, and to invite Him into my life. And then He becomes a constant companion mm-hmm. that leads and directs our life in every situation that we face, gives us wisdom when we need wisdom, gives us direction when we need direction, strengthens us when we need strength, encourages us when we need encouragement. He does all of those things from within us that gives us the true strength of the Spirit of God to walk through anything that we're facing. He's there with us.
Yeah, and the fact that He proved and demonstrated His love for each and every one of us by sending Jesus. He gave His very best because of His redemptive plan. He desires all to come to know Him. He has plans and purposes for all of our lives. He desires to work in and through us. It's kind of amazing, but He sacrificed His very best because He cared that much for us.
Yes, amen.
He demonstrated His love for us that while we were still sinners, He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us. That's how much He cares.
You know, Mark, the person who just goes to church and it's a religious act, or the person who looks at church from the outside, they don't understand what happens in the believer's life when the Spirit of God begins mm-hmm. to move in them and they open their heart. He knocks on the door of our heart. We have the choice to open our life to Him. Mm-hmm. And we do that not just once, but daily.
Yeah.
And when He walks with us, we find the strength of God that is gives us that peace that passes understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm referring back a bit to Wednesday's program with Pastor Calvin Miller and Pastor Jacob Norton, but they said it's one thing to recognize Jesus as Savior. And many of us, if not all of us, know we fall short, we sin, we do bad things. But to have Jesus be our Lord, that's kind of a new step forward, to be surrendered and submit to Him and allow Him to lead us and guide us. And so there's kind of that, yes, we recognize we're flawed, we need a Savior, but have you surrendered fully and let Jesus be Lord?
Mark, let me just share a bit of my testimony right here. I came to Christ at about 11 or 12 years old. I was sitting in a church service on a Sunday night, and a man made an appeal. I don't remember what he preached. Mm-hmm. I just remember the appeal. And I thought, I need to ask Christ into my life. There was an awareness that the Spirit of God brought to me at that moment. I was sitting with a couple of friends. I looked at them. I said, we need to do this. Hmm. And they looked at me like I was speaking, you know, a foreign language or something. And then I sat back and I realized, I need to do this. And I went forward and I asked Christ to be the Savior of my life, to be the Lord of my life. And, you know, part of coming to the salvation is repentance. Mm-hmm. Well, I was not a drug addict. I was not getting high every weekend. I was not doing all the typical things you might think of somebody having to repent from. But I had to repent. Mm-hmm. And I remember going out of there with a clear understanding that God was now in charge of my life. Mm-hmm. What we repent of fundamentally is who's in charge mm-hmm. of our life. Mm-hmm. Who's in charge of my words? Who's in charge of my actions? Who's in charge of my future? Who's in charge of my life? The Christian comes to this point. Christ, you're in charge of my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm giving my life to you. And that's where salvation really begins in our life, I believe.
And then there's that sanctification process, maybe where we surrender and submit and look at him as Lord, not just on Sunday yeah. when we go to church, but throughout the week, the Monday through Saturday.
Mark, I was a 11, 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. And when you get saved, I'll tell you a story. There's a young guy in our church years ago, and he was in our school, and he had done something kind of childish. And he got in trouble at the school, and our principal was over the school at that time, was a man who had gotten saved in his early 20s. And he had me come over, because this kid was a leader in our youth group, and he had done this childish thing. And he came over and showed me what he had done and had the kid there. And I looked at him, I said, you know, that wasn't very wise. You can do better than that. Now, head on back to class. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done anything really sinful. It was foolish.
Yeah.
And the man, the principal looked at me, a good friend of mine, looked at me and said, are you going to let him stay a youth leader after doing something so foolish? And I said, well, if I kicked out every kid that was a youth leader that did something foolish, I wouldn't have any youth leaders.
Yeah.
And I explained to him, listen, when we get saved when we're that young, we get saved. We come to Christ. Mm. We get saved from an eternity separated from God.
Yeah.
We don't get saved from immaturity.
Right.
Maturity comes as we grow in Christ. Mm. And there are definite places in my life that I can point to where God said, that's got to stop. Mm-hmm. I was an immature teenager. I was an immature young man. I did foolish things from time to time. But God was there speaking to me and saying, stop it. Mm-hmm. Do this. Don't do that. God becomes very personal mm-hmm. when we allow him to move in our life.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, I have Pastor Mark Johnson in the studio with me. I'm at the WLUJ Studios in Springfield. Pastor Mark serves at Calvary Church. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab. But I especially have Mark on introducing him to you all because this coming Wednesday at noon, he'll be joining me in the studios and you can be a part of a future Friday edition of Mark and Friends. In fact, next Wednesday, that'll be July 23rd, the two topics that we're going to be discussing as we meet at noon will be experiencing forgiveness and then the role of the church. So that'll be two programs that we'll be recording this Wednesday. I hope you can join us right at noon. We're at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois. And come join us. And it'll be kind of a time of fellowship. Mark will facilitate the discussion. And we'll have interactions. So there'll be some questions and answers, and we'll see what you think about experiencing forgiveness or what is the role of the church. And it's a Hebrew word. Have you ever heard the Havarim? It's where we kind of wrestle through different topics and talk about it and see what God might come up with. So we'll pray up the program, and then I'll launch into the new series this coming Wednesday, July 23rd. Put it on your schedule and come join us. I'll have additional microphones set up, and we'll see how God leads us. Well, God led you to ask Renee to marry you.
Yes.
Give us a little of that background and that love story.
Well, we've been married for 40 years this October. Hmm. We dated for about 7 or 8 years before that, And she's been serving in the ministries at the church as well for the last 40-some years now. Mm-hmm. She started as a school teacher teaching seventh grade at the academy. Right now, she oversees women's ministry, missions, and she oversees all of our student ministries. So she works with all of the people who are in the student ministries department. They just finished up Vacation Bible School this last week. Over 600 kids were registered to be there. We had a fabulous, fabulous week. It's a high-intensity week. So she's wore out right now. She's tired.
Sure, sure.
Now, all those workers are tired. We had 200 volunteers that were a part of that. And it's just a week where we want to plant the seed of Christ in the hearts of children. I've met many, many people. My wife's one of them. That's why she's so passionate about VBS. She came to Christ at a Vacation Bible School. And so she's very passionate about this opportunity to plant that seed and to see children come to Christ when they're at that age.
Now, was it love at first sight? Because if you dated for 7 years, why didn't you usher her in as your wife sooner?
Well, she went away to school for four of those years. We dated for a year or so, then she went away to college. And then when she came back working in the school, and about a year after she came back, we were married. The thing that really attracted me to her, Mark, is I'd not met her. I'd come, and she was singing in one of our choirs. And I just kind of took note that there's a girl who knows what she's singing about. She was singing with a love for Christ that attracted me to her. And then we just began to get to know each other, and we spent a lot of time together. And then we came to this point where we knew she needed to go to college. And you know, I encouraged her in that. I didn't really like the idea, but I encouraged her in it. And she went and spent 4 years at Evangel University, graduated there, and then came home to work in the school. And so the relationship had carried on through all of that time, and then it just seemed to be the natural thing for us to get together.
And you said 40 years this October?
40 years this October.
Thank you, God.
Kids later.
Well, talk a little bit about Calvary Church, your vision for it. You have the two campuses, both very impressive, and I've been at the 501 Hazeldale. That's where we had Huntley Brown, beautiful accommodations. I've met a number of your staff. Your daughter's very engaged and healthy and vibrant. I just love what God's doing there. But talk a little bit about the start of Calvary Church and your vision for the future.
And my father started the church in 1966. That's a story that would take a long time to tell, but we ought to tell it sometime. So we've been in Springfield ever since then. We've been on Jefferson Street since 1970. About 10 years ago, we moved the first portion of our building to the Hazeldale property. At the old building right now, we still have the academy. Calvary Academy is there. We still have a daycare there. We do a lot of our youth ministry things there. Our main offices are there. You know, our vision is to have a true New Testament church, to be a church that is centered in the Word of God and that does what the New Testament tells us as a church we should be doing. And so we work really hard. We're very mission-centered. We're very centered on the core value of passing faith to the next generation. So we have a lot of next generation ministry from birth all the way through young college age, where we're trying to pass that faith along very intentionally to them, helping them get their questions answered, meet with Christ, experience the Spirit of God. And so that's kind of the vision of what we're trying to do, is build this New Testament church.
And what are your service times on Sunday?
We have a service at 9 and at 10:45 on Sunday at Hazeldale. And so that's two service times on Sunday.
And that's just off of I-72. Yep. So if you come into Springfield, you can take an exit, and then there's that frontage road right to the church. You can't miss the big cross, beautiful accommodations, and God is at work there and at work through you, Pastor Johnson. Appreciate our friendship. And listening, friends, if you have an interest in knowing about experiencing forgiveness or the role of the church, this coming Wednesday, July 23rd, at noon at our WLUJ studios, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. I'm inviting you to come out and participate in that edition of Mark and Friends. We'll record two programs, so that'll be this coming Friday's program and then the next week, and we'll do that on Wednesday the 23rd. I know it sounds a little confusing, but it just works out for our schedules and for everything to come together on a Wednesday at noon, and we'll record the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And that's why today I wanted you all to get to know Pastor Mark Johnson. He's just a good friend, has a passion for the scriptures, loves people, and wants to equip us all to finish well, to serve God as we go, wherever we go, to carry that great commission that God has called us all to be his ambassadors, to be faithful followers of Jesus. So I hope you can join us this Wednesday. You don't have to call, just show up a little before noon, because we'll probably start taping a few minutes after noon, after we give some instructions and talk it through. But the two themes will be experiencing forgiveness and the role of the church. Pastor Mark, in our closing minute or so here, I'm going to ask you to just pray for our listeners. Some may be far from God, haven't come to the point where they understand God's love, to the senior saint that's finishing well and is just rejoicing in the testimony and maybe this radio ministry and how they see God at work through their pastor at their local church.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We know you have a divine plan for every person. And Lord, we pray that every church would be biblical centered. They would love your word. They would pursue your word. That your word would come alive in every pulpit, in every class. For Father, we know the fullness of life comes when we obey and follow your word. And so we pray for anyone out there. Maybe they've been following you for 50 years. Maybe they've just begun to really surrender their life to you. Let your word come alive in their spirit. For Father, we know that the life to the full that your Son has for us comes as we follow after you and as we obey you. Let us lean not on our own understanding. Let us lean on you. So guide us and direct us. Touch every person that's listening today. You know the pain in every life. You know the hurt in every heart. You know the celebration in many, many lives. Let all of it be centered on you and on what you're doing in our life. Father, right now we just take a moment and we pray for those who don't know you. Maybe they're listening to this radio station by accident today, or maybe somebody's directed them to it. And they're trying to discover what's really real in life. I take this moment and just pray for them, that your spirit would just speak to their heart, that they would be drawn to the reality of who you are, let your work happen in their life so that they would know that Jesus truly is your Son and he came to die for us. Father, open our eyes, open the eyes of the believer, open the eyes of the unbeliever to your truth in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch.